State Representative Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse is among 18 Wisconsin legislators asking Greyhound to reconsider a decision to end bus service in 43 Wisconsin communities. Schilling says they want Greyhound to wait at least until Congress acts on a public transit project that would boost federal subsidies for intercity bus routes that operate at a loss.
It really has a ripple effect in the rural areas, but also in an urban area here like La Crosse, where students and seniors and those without reliable transportation rely on Greyhound to get from community to community.
Greyhound says the routes serving cities like La Crosse, Stevens Point, Janesville, Wausau, and other mostly rural communities will definitely be dropped August 18th. Spokesperson Kim Plaskett says the company might seek subsidies, but not immediately.
Getting subsidies and maintaining them from one contract period to another is problematic. Most of the state-administered programs do not fully reimburse our losses and therefore don't provide us with a sufficient return. In fact, many of the state programs that offer subsidy under the Federal Transit Administration, which is the 5311F Rural Intercity Bus Program, will not do so for more than 2 to 3 years.
Plaskett says Greyhound can no longer afford the routes. Cutting them is part of a plan to make Greyhound profitable again. Meanwhile, 3rd District Representative Ron Kind's office says the transportation bill is at a standstill as Congress tries to iron out differences, so it could be months before it's approved. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.